I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Monday, May 25th, 2020. Memorial Day weekend saw large gatherings across the country where social distancing was not always maintained, prompting the FDA commissioner to tweet a reminder that the virus is not yet contained and it's up to every individual to protect themselves and their community. A few of these gatherings happened at Lake of the Ozarks in mid-Missouri. Photos surfaced from bars in the area with large crowds not practicing social distancing, and most people without masks. A few hours from Lake of the Ozarks in Springfield, Missouri, officials revealed that two hairstylists had tested positive for the virus. After having worked for over a week with symptoms, they potentially exposed 140 clients. Springfield is located in Greene County, where 116 confirmed cases currently exist. Missouri reopened the state in phases, with most counties reopening on May 3rd. The two largest cities in Missouri, St. Louis and Kansas City, lifted their stay-at-home orders on the 18th. According to the New York Times, Missouri is one of 15 states currently showing a decline in cases, with 197 per 100,000 residents. Over 50% of the state's 12,114 cases are in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. A report on national testing strategy was delivered Sunday and obtained by the Washington Post. In it, the Trump administration stood by their initial claim that states are primarily responsible for carrying out tests, not the federal government. The U.S. has instituted a travel ban on Brazil, barring entry to anyone who has been in Brazil in the last 14 days. Japan will end their state of emergency tonight. India reinstated domestic flights today after a two-month lockdown. Schools in New South Wales, Australia were back in session today. South Africa will begin reopening on June 1st. New Zealand plans to move to a level 1 alert on June 22nd, lifting restrictions on gatherings and domestic travel. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. Hotspots displaying faster rates of growth as of May 24th, according to the New York Times. St. Francis County, Arkansas. Globally, Tajikistan, Venezuela, Haiti, Nepal, South Sudan, Nicaragua, Mauritania, and Yemen. There have been 1,644,143 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 97,724 deaths. There were 20,107 new cases reported yesterday. The 10 states with the highest case counts: New York, 366,346. New Jersey, 154,154. Illinois, 110,541. California, 94,743. Massachusetts, 92,675. Pennsylvania, 71,656. Texas, 56,050. Michigan, 54,616. Florida, 50,859. Maryland, 46,919. The five countries with the largest daily increases for May 24th, according to the WHO: Brazil, 20,803. Russia, 8,599. India, 6,767. Chile, 3,536. Mexico, 2,960. The 10 countries with the highest overall case counts: Brazil, 363,211. Russia, 353,427. United Kingdom, 260,916. Spain, 235,772. Italy, 229,858. France, 182,709. Germany, 180,420. Turkey, 156,827. India, 140,172. Iran, 137,724. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.